Right, well, good morning. It's the morning after the night before. I'm still feeling a little worse for wear, in part due to the drink, obviously, but in no small part due to the lack of sleep. I don't know, I think having an affogato for my dessert, which is ice cream with an espresso poured over it, maybe kept me awake longer than I would be normally. So I think it was about 2 by the time I got to sleep. And then a very courteous person in the room adjoining mine decided that he was going to run a bath at 10 to 6, which woke me up. But I'm taking it all in my stride. I've had some water. I've gone down to the swimming pool and done a few lengths while wifey was still asleep in bed. And now I'm back, and I was just putting the kettle on to be a lovely husband for my wife by making her a coffee to wake her up slowly but surely. But she's actually awake and has stumbled through now, and she might want to say something. Oh, hold on. There you go.
I don't stumble. I was walking purposefully. It wasn't a stumble.
Was it a bumble, though?
No, it wasn't a bumble. It was walking. I walked purposely from the bedroom into the living area of our suite, and I...
Would you say you strode?
I would say that I...
galloped? Skipped?
Oh, it's too early in the morning.
It was like the Ministry of Funny Walks, wasn't it?
No. Oh.
You walked with a purpose, and that purpose was sitting down on the sofa.
Yes. Yes.
It's very early in the morning for her, ladies and gentlemen. So we're going to have our tea, our complimentary tea and coffee now. And then we're going to go down for breakfast, which is due at 9 o'clock to meet our friends David and Michelle. But I've already seen Michelle down in the gym, so she's good. Right.